We all know that one of the most meaningful ways to create a connection with someone else, to create a sense of intimacy with another human being, is by using their name. Ask any politician, ask anyone in a leadership position, a rabbi knows this, is that when you use someone's name, so it's very powerful. If you watch the great speakers as they're teaching, so when someone asks a question, they remember the person's name and then they'll refer back to them throughout the class. They'll say, as Shmuel said earlier, and when Shmuel is sitting in the audience, he feels amazing about himself because the speaker remembered his name. Remembering someone's name and calling a person by that name is one of the most meaningful things we can do. I actually learned this the hard way. My inadequacies I share with you publicly. But one of my first years here in BRS, so I was officiating at a Shiva house, and I was speaking about the person who passed away. And I was saying something about the person. I finished, and I get a call the next day. The woman who was sitting Shiva wanted to meet with me. So what did she want to meet with me about? She was very offended because I didn't use her father's name. I had spoken about her father, but I never used his name. And she said his name is the only connection she really has to him anymore. And so in the absence of the name, it was as if he wasn't there, and I might as well have been speaking about the tree in the backyard. So the name is something that's very important. The same way that applies to human beings, the way we create a connection is through names, is also applicable to our relationship with Hashem. We say in Perek Tehillim, Tehillim Tzadi Aleph, Asagveyu ki adashmi. Hashem says, I'm going to keep you safe, ki adashmi, because you know my name. The Medrash says in Psikta Rabasi, Mibnei Ma Yisrael Mispalim Ve'eina Enanim, why do we daven and our tefillos aren't answered? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'shem Rav Pinchas ben Yair, Omer, Mibnei She'enam Yodim, Sod Shem HaMefurash. We don't understand what it means to be saying the name of Hashem. And so the same way, when we're dealing with each other, the name creates the connection. The name says something about the other person. So too it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zinger continues, Sidra Tfilos Male Shemos. If you think about the Siddur that we have in front of us, we have a plethora of names that are used to refer to Hashem. Gadol, Gibor, Nora, Av Harachamim, Ribona Olamim, Yedi Nefesh, Melech Malchei Amlachim, Shomea Tvila, Bone Yerushalayim, Hashem, Elokeinu, Shemayim, Tata, right? All these different names that we have to refer to Hashem are found in the Siddur. And if you think about it, each different name is a different name that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yudkei Vavkei is a certain way or a certain aspect of Hashem that is revealed through that name. Elohim is a certain name, is a certain way that is revealed of Hashem through that name. So too, Akela, Gadol, Gibor, Nora, each one of those words means something else and represents a different avenue, a different facet through which you and I are able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, Zinger recommends in the homework part of this section, he says, Kashir omdim mitfila ishit, tarim achar Hashem hameduyak, the same way when you enter into davening, you feel a certain way. Some days we're happier, some days we're sadder. Sometimes we're feeling anxiety, sometimes we're feeling at peace. Some days, right? Each time we enter into davening, no two tefillahs are the same. Because you and I are different each time. We're emotionally feeling something different. We connect to Hashem differently each time. And so if you are coming into davening after having a great chavrusa, you might feel very connected to Hashem at that moment in time. If you just got in a fight with one of your children and come into davening, you might have a different kind of a relationship with Hashem. The same way you and I enter into davening differently, we're going to connect to different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment in time. Sometimes I might relate better to Hashem as a God of judgment. Other times I might relate to Hashem more as a God of mercy. Sometimes He'll be an Av. I'll relate to Him as a son. Other times I'll relate to him as an eved, as a servant, to a master. So Rav Zinger points out that depending on our mood, depending on our mindset as we enter to davening, there's going to be a different shame of Hashem, there's going to be a different name of Hashem, which we're going to relate to, which we're going to connect to better. And therefore he says, if the whole idea of davening is understanding who we are before, lemi ani pone, who am I in front of? Who am I meeting? Who am I encountering? So too, we have to find the name of Hashem that relates to us best. He says, Mitoch Shefa Hashemos, with the multitude of names that we have in front of us, Bochrim Baofen Meduyak, Kechola Efsher as Hashem Hamatim Letfila Sokais. Part of the homework, part of the way that we prepare our mind for davening, he says, is by finding the name of Hashem that I relate to best at that moment in time. This Maariv, Hashem is going to be my Av HaRachman. He's going to be my merciful Father. This Maariv, Hashem is going to be Elohim. He's going to be the God of judgment. This Maariv, he's going to be Malkenu. He's going to be my Melech. I'm going to be the servant. He's going to be the king. Pick the name of Hashem that you relate to best and connect yourself to that. And approach Hashem with that name, with that mindset. In the same way with a human being, when you use their name, that creates the connection. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we connect to a name of Hashem, that ultimately creates the connection with Hashem. As the Medrash says, why isn't our davening answered? Because we don't understand the name. We haven't yet been able to create that connection.